And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 26th of July, 2011. It's the birthday of Stanley Kubrick, the filmmaker, New York City, 1928, made Lolita, Dr. Strangelove, 2001, A Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, The Shining. Many of his films adapted from novels or short stories, Stephen King, Anthony Burgess, and others. 1947, on this date, President Truman signed the National Security Act, which created the National Security Council, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, merged the Department of War and the Department of Navy into the Department of Defense, and created the Central Intelligence Agency. It's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born in Godalming, Surrey, England, 1894, author of Brave New World, 1932, in which he envisioned a future where society is like an assembly line, a mass-produced culture in which people are fed a steady diet of bland amusements and they take an antidepressant called Soma to keep themselves from feeling anything negative. 16 years later, George Orwell's 1984 came out. Two very different views of a dystopian future. The critic Neil Postman wrote, "What Orwell feared were those who would ban books. What Huxley feared was that there would be no reason to ban a book, for there would be no one who wanted to read one. Orwell feared those who would deprive us of information. Huxley feared those who would give us so much that we would be reduced to passivity and egoism. Orwell feared that the truth would be concealed from us. Huxley feared the truth would be drowned in a sea of irrelevance. Orwell feared we would become a captive culture. Huxley feared we would become a trivial culture. In short, Orwell feared that what we fear will ruin us. Huxley feared that our desire would ruin us." Today is the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, who said, "War does not decide who is right, but who is left." Born in Dublin, 1856, moved to London with his mother in 1876. Determined to be a writer, he kept trying. His first attempts at fiction were failures. He wrote a novel entitled Immaturity. Nobody wanted to print it. Four more novels, all of them rejected. Tried submitting articles to various newspapers for a decade. None of them ran. Earned less than 10 shillings a year during this whole time, but his mother made enough as a music teacher to support them both. Finally got some work when he was in his mid-30s, journalist, theater critic. Today he's best known for Pygmalion, about a Cockney girl taught to talk like a lady. George Bernard Shaw, who said, "People who say it cannot be done should get out of the way of people who are doing it." And it's the birthday of Carl Jung, born in Kessville, Switzerland, 1875, the father of analytic psychology. Gave us the concept of introversion versus extroversion, the idea of the collective unconscious, the notion of archetypes, the idea that certain images and experiences are common to the entire human race. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Lewis Jenkins, entitled July. Temperature in the upper 70s, a bit of a breeze, great cumulus clouds pass slowly through the summer sky like parade floats, and the slender grasses gather round you, pressing forward with exaggerated deference, whispering, eager to catch a glimpse. It's your party, after all, and it couldn't be more perfect. Yet there's a nagging thought you don't really deserve all this attention, and that come October, there will be a price to pay. July, a poem by Lewis Jenkins from his collection Sea Smoke, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.